From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase says he was dead wrong when he dismissed concerns about the bank's trading. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Jamie Dimon played down concerns in April as a tempest in a teapot.
So first of all, I was dead wrong when I said that. I obviously didn't know because I never would have said that. And one of the reasons we came public was because we wanted to say, you know what, we told you something was completely wrong a mere 4 weeks ago, and we took a $2 billion loss, and we made it clear it could get worse before it gets better.
Last week, the bank disclosed $2 billion in trading losses over the past 6 weeks. Dimon says he supports giving the government the authority to take down a failing big bank. A search is underway in a rugged mountain terrain of Southern California for a missing FBI agent. Officials say the agent could be despondent and suicidal. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports.
About 150 law enforcement officers accompanied by tracking dogs are looking for agent Stephen Ivins. The 35-year-old is described as an avid hiker and runner and is believed to be somewhere in the Verdugo Mountains in Los Angeles County. He was last seen Thursday evening. He reportedly left his home in Burbank Friday morning on foot. Officials say he was distraught but have not offered an explanation as to why. Officials believe Ivins took a handgun when he left his home. Although there are concerns he might harm himself, he is not believed to be a threat to others. He is married with a one-year-old child. For the past 3 years, he has been working in the area of national security. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley.
In Afghanistan, a gunman has assassinated a member of that country's High Peace Council. NPR's Quill Lawrence says the former Taliban official was a key negotiator between the Afghan government and insurgents.
Arsala Rahmani had been a minister during the Taliban regime, but later became a key advisor to the Afghan government on peace talks. Afghan authorities said Rahmani was stuck in traffic on his way to work when a man in the car beside him fired a single shot, killing him instantly. Last September, another assassin killed the leader of Afghanistan's High Peace Council. While the council had made scant progress toward negotiations, both killings threaten what little trust exists between national and regional powers involved in the talks. The Taliban denied involvement in the killing, but in previous statements, the group has threatened members of the Peace Council. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
When voters in Greece and France got the chance, they dealt a resounding no to parties backing austerity measures. The Irish could be next to give the European Union's austerity plans a black eye. A May 31st referendum will ask the public to approve an EU treaty that aims to control nations' deficits and longer-term debts. But critics say the treaty ignores the competing need to stimulate growth. Ireland is the only EU member putting the agreement to a national vote. This is NPR News. Bass player and songwriter Donald Duck Dunn has died at the age of 70. He was a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame band Booker T and the MGs and the Blues Brothers band. Dunn was in Tokyo for a series of shows. His friend and fellow musician Steve Cropper, who was on the same tour, says Dunn died in his sleep. Thousands of people have rallied across Australia as part of a national day in support of same-sex marriage. As Stuart Cohen reports from Sydney, President Obama's recent comments in support of gay marriage have renewed debate across the region.
More than 4,000 people turned out in Melbourne as 1,100 took to the streets of Sydney as part of the rallies. While Australia grants same-sex couples most of the same benefits as heterosexual couples, activists want the federal government to legalize same-sex marriage. Two separate bills are currently working their way through Parliament, but Prime Minister Julia Gillard has steadfastly refused to support gay marriage, even after public pressure has increased in the wake of President Obama's comments. On Friday, New Zealand's Prime Minister came out in support of gay marriage, but said legalizing it isn't currently on his parliament's agenda. Meanwhile, the Australian Medical Association is working to distance itself from a prominent group of doctors who've issued a statement calling same-sex marriage unhealthy for children. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
The latest numbers show the number of New York Police Department street stops skyrocketed to more than 200,000 stops during the first 3 months of 2012. That's up from just over 183,000 stops during the same quarter last year. The policy allows police to stop a person based on reasonable suspicion. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News in Washington.